This week, the Snyderville Basin Recreation District is sealing its paved trails. Charlie Sturgis, director of the Mountain Trails Foundation, says it's best to avoid those areas until the asphalt sealant has dried.
If it's wet, you just don't really want to ride on it. It really makes your bike pretty gooey, so I'd stay away from it.
Mountain Trails Foundation is working on a single track for the Stone Ridge area. At one time, several hundred homes were planned for this area at the north end of Round Valley between Old Ranch Road and Trailside. Sturgis says that there's still some work to do on the trail.
The Stone Ridge Trail, right now we have one half of it probably done, which is from the saddle that you can see between Old Ranch Road and the Trailside area. We're really just waiting on a GSI file to actually do the rest of it. So we're just that's a Utah Open Lands area, and it obviously has wildlife over there, a fair amount of elk, and we're just trying to make sure the trail ends up in the right spot.
Work is also underway on what's being called Don's Trail in honor of longtime former Mountain Trails Foundation Administrator Don Bowling, who died last year.
That's going to be the new low loop on off of Armstrong back over to towards Spiro, and we'll also connect to the old Armstrong, theoretically, I hate to say the word downhill, but the old Armstrong downhill, which is a hiking-only trail, will connect in over there. And that'll take almost 2 miles off the Ham Loop. So that'll be, if you want a really quick after work kind of a ride, that's going to be a good one, especially if all of a sudden you got to turn around and, you know, come down on your bike. We're really trying to discourage that course, and you'll be able to take the Don's Trail instead.
The Wild Trail between Deer Valley and Wasatch Mountain State Park in Midway is moving a lot slower than he had hoped, but he says they're still working on acquiring the necessary easements.
You know, still coming out of the gate slow, but it is moving. So hopefully we'd love to be way out of the gate on this one at this point, because we have the people and the machines and actually the money to do it, so it'd be nice to actually be doing the work. But still slightly held up, so it's a more sustainable, less maintenance kind of trail.
Some rerouting work has taken place in Round Valley on Backslide and Round Valley Express, and he says they're also finishing some switchback rerouting work on Spiro. In the meantime, with monsoon season here, he says it's important to keep your eye on the sky.
Be really careful about afternoon thundershowers and stuff like that. Lightning up on the ridges and so forth can be really, really dangerous, and you can get caught out there in an instant. So try to be plan accordingly, have a bailout plan of some kind, or at least have a rain jacket with you. I actually, you know, I like to keep a garbage bag in my pack, just a hefty bag. You know, you don't have to have anything real expensive, you just got to have something to keep you dry.
That's Charlie Sturgis, director of the Mountain Trails Foundation. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.